Good afternoon. You're listening to Wall Street Chic Live Radio. I'm Felicia Joy. Today we're talking to successful women entrepreneurs. They have already gone down the path of starting their own business, and they're in the mode of building their own businesses. So we have a lot to learn from them. Whether you are a woman who wants to start a business or you already have, I think it is so enlightening to just sit down sometimes, or in this case, just listen in, and talk to women who've already been successful. They all have a different story. They all have a different message, but it all ends up being the same in terms of how to find success. So I love to do this. This is one of my favorite shows, and I'm glad you tuned in today. If you have a question for one of our guests, you can call us at 646-200-0272. Again, 646-200-0272. We're waiting for a couple of them to call in. We actually have one on the line already. Her name is Paula DeVos. She is in California, and she is a wealth advisor. She's the founder of Synergist Wealth Advisors, and she advises people on how to build their wealth up. These are folks who are already wealthy, how to preserve their wealth and pass it on. So we want to hear from her about her business and also how she maintains her business and inspires and remains inspired to continue building her business. With that, we're going to bring her on the air. Paula, welcome to Wall Street Chic Live Radio. How are you today?
Good. How are you, Felicia? Nice to see you.
Great talking to you. I'm so glad you could be on the show today. Let me just ask you, did you always know as a little girl that you would go into the financial advising business?
Absolutely not.
What did you think you would be?
When I was a dancer.
Wow, wonderful. A ballerina or?
Probably, and then a modern dancer, but you know, it's really not so different in the end of the day because it's all about creativity.
Oh, I love that. Totally love that. So how did you get started in financial advising?
My background, well, it's sort of a combination between education and background. I actually started in small business, continued on in my education after getting a BA in economics and developing sort of a little bit of a skill for economic research and working for some economists, went on, worked for a small business, unrelated, but then went back and got an MBA in finance and ended up getting a certified financial planner certification and going to work within some very large corporations in private banking. And at the end of the day, when I did decide to open my own business, it's really a synthesis of all of my experience and all of my background. And so to everyone out there, you certainly can take different pieces and take different parts of your life and turn it into something that you create and that you develop and you enjoy.
I really like the way you said that because in the past, until I learned better, I felt, oh, no, I spent 2 or 3 years doing this, and this is not related to what I want to do anymore, so that was a total waste. But like you said, everything comes together, and you can draw on your experience from a lot of different things to be successful.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So did you decide from day one of your business that you would focus on a certain clientele, or how did that come to be?
Yes. I did have quite a bit of experience and expertise around that type of clientele. I think that it's important for people to be thoughtful in what they do. I think it's important to know who you are and, you know, in a lot of ways.
What do you mean by that, and how does it matter?
What I mean is to know who you are as a person, to know what your personal competitive advantages might be. People talk a lot about competitive advantages in MBA school and for businesses, but you need to look at what all of your personal attributes and your personal values are and develop, you know, a good sense of who you are and what you might want, how you might want to develop that in whatever business you're trying to form. I think it's really important to use both your head and your heart and be tenacious about following your dream and yet flexible enough to take advantage of opportunities that you might be uniquely qualified to be successful at. And that may change over time.
Okay. When you say use your head and your heart, talk to us more about that, because do you think that sometimes we as women can be too emotional in business? How do you use your heart and your head in a perfect combination?
I don't know if I know what the perfect combination is, but I think there is a combination. I think that people look at, well, the traditional model of business is sort of a male model where you use primarily your head and you're trying to be strategic in your thinking, but in reality it's a combination because all relationships evolve around business, around relationships in business, and that's a matter of using your heart as well as your head.
Right. Okay. Now, tell us about your business. What's a day like in your life?
A day like in my life? Certainly, every day is different. Some days are spent primarily on what you would call the people part of the business or the soft part of the business or the emotional side of the business. Some days are spent entirely on logistical, administrative, analytics. So every day, though, is definitely different. I think that goes for any business or for the person running any business. I don't think there are typical or consistent days that all look the same, because I think that's what makes it exciting, and I think that that's certainly what keeps people drawn to having their own business.
How long have you had your own business full-time?
5 years.
5 years. That is awesome. That is so great. And did you start out full-time in your business? Did you jump from one of those corporate jobs directly into the business full-time, or did you transition?
Yes. I went into it 100%. 100% dedicated, 100% knowing maybe not exactly what it would turn out to be, but having a good sense of what I was trying to do.
Okay. Can you remember what you were thinking before you left your job? How did you make that mental transition to then make the physical transition? Because for some women listening, they may feel like they want to do that, but they may be scared if you are used to getting that guaranteed check every 2 weeks or whatever it is, and you say, I want to go out here. I know I can do this. Mm-hmm. I've been doing it for this company. I want to do it for myself. Oh, but I don't know.
Well, I always knew that. I can tell you that I think it's a good idea if you're going from a corporate situation to a small business situation to have a sense of what a small business situation is. I mean, I was lucky in the sense that I had experience in both arenas. So I had had many years in small business and then many years in large corporate environment. So I always knew that I had a strong belief in small business and being entrepreneurial, and I knew what that entailed because I even if it wasn't my own business previously, I had done it before. So I think it's, you know, if there's any opportunity to get some experience in a small business, I think that can be helpful too.
Now, the name of your company is Synergist.
Mm-hmm.
How did you come up with that?
The name of my company is Synergist Wealth Advisors. I came up with it because it really describes what I do. As I said, you know, I did use a little bit of foresight and thought in this, and what I was trying to do was to create a synergistic relationship and a synergistic framework under which people's financial lives could be managed. In other words, I came out of private banking, and everyone needs a great private banker, yet not everyone has access to private bankers in life. And even if you do have access to the top tier within the private banking world, it's usually under corporate structure and associated with a bank or a brokerage. And there are definitely product biases associated with that and perhaps conflicts of interest or they're sales-driven firms. And I wanted to offer clients and people the best of what was out there without those types of biases or conflicts of interest, and to create a synergistic opportunity for both clients and other people in the industry to work in truly an open architecture type platform.
Okay.
So basically, excellent solutions, creative opportunities, and overcoming obstacles that are otherwise out there.
Okay, and all came together for Synergist. Now, we've talked about all the fun, pretty stuff, but, you know, there's an unglamorous side sometimes to business that folks really don't like to talk about. But let me ask you, did you ever...
But we're going to talk about it today.
Yes, we are. Did you have a moment or a day, especially in those early days, where you said, oh, my God, Paula, what have you done? You've made a total mistake. You should not have left your job. Did you ever feel that?
No.
No, that is excellent.
Because I think that, and as I've counseled other people over the years, especially if you can always go back to that. You can always go back to what you came from.
Okay.
But you don't always have the opportunity to go forward and achieve something else. So I always felt that, you know, they're always fallback positions.
And how do you keep yourself going on a regular? Because it can be a lot to build your own business, especially if you don't have, like, venture capital where you can hire a full staff from day one. So how do you keep yourself going?
It's fairly simple because if you're passionate about what you're doing, if you're focused about what you are doing, you, first of all, derive a lot of personal gratification from doing exactly what you want to do. It's fun to do exactly what you want to do. I have fun every day, regardless of, whether I'm doing things that might not be, whether I'm doing administrative-type tasks or whether I'm doing my favorite thing, which is dealing with individuals and clients. But regardless, I still have that underlying focus, passion about what I do. So it's, again, fairly easy. There's an underlying enthusiasm. I'm continually looking for improvements and how to utilize different resources in different ways. So it's not that hard.
Okay. For a woman thinking about going into financial advising and being a wealth advisor and a CFP, what's your biggest piece of advice for her going out on her own in this business?
I would say be tenacious about following your, as I said, about following your dream. Be prepared. Figure out what your personal competitive advantage is. Use your personal unique talents as well as make sure you have the proper academic and underlying background that's going to propel you forward. If you are setting up your own business, make sure you know what your competitive advantage is. Make sure you know your mission, your philosophy. And most importantly, communicate to others what you do, how you do it, and what's important about it. You should have a consistent message that you thoroughly understand why you're doing what you're doing, how you want to do it, and exactly who you are. And you should be able to articulate that message to other people. And you should be consistent about that in everything you do, whether it's written, spoken, project the same message.
Well, we really appreciate you being on the show today. I have one last question for you. I always love to find out from women who are successful in business who I admire, who they admire. So who's a businesswoman you admire and why?
There's so many. I mean, there are so many. There's a woman by the name of Lynn Twist, who I know you were going to ask me about some other resources for women, about books.
Yes.
Lynn Twist is an author who I very much admire. She wrote a book called The Soul of Money, Transforming Your Relationship with Money and Life. She has done an excellent job of taking values and taking her values and transforming her values both into a business and also into philanthropic work and now into educating both women and people about money and values and how to incorporate those things into their lives. So I have great admiration for her. She's a wonderful woman. She's also on the West Coast.
Okay. Well, we really appreciate you being on the show today, Paula, and calling in from the West Coast. So thank you so much. Learned a lot. I love what you said about it's all about creativity. So whether you're that dancer or helping people dance because they have more money. We really appreciate what you're giving to the world, and thanks for taking some time to tell us about it today.
My pleasure.
All righty.